stands firm. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin issuing a stern warning to anyone who becomes an enemy of the nation while speaking at the Reagan National Defense Forum Saturday.
In our imperfect world, deterrence does come through strength. And we will continue to make clear to any potential foe the folly of aggression against the United States at any time or any place, in any theater or any domain.
The purpose of the forum is to affirm the U.S.'s strength and protection of peace. U.S. defense officials have expressed worry over China's rapid militarization. Meanwhile, Russian authorities threatening to cut off oil supply to Ukraine's Western allies, who placed a $60 a barrel cap on its oil. A delivery driver has been charged with the murder and kidnapping of Athena Strand, the girl from Austin, Texas, who went missing last week. Fox's Nate Foy has the story.
The 7-year-old Athena vanished from her bedroom on Wednesday night while her stepmom made dinner. The Wise County Sheriff says they found her body about 10 miles from her home in Paradise, Texas. The sheriff says 31-year-old FedEx driver Tanner Lynn Horner is charged with capital murder and aggravated kidnapping. He's being held right now on a $1.5 million bail.
The deadline to keep the government funded is fast approaching.
Lawmakers have until the end of next week to figure out a spending plan. Otherwise, a partial government shutdown is triggered. Top congressional leaders met with President Biden at the White House last week to discuss potential long-term agreements. The Pentagon and other federal agencies are urging Congress to approve a bill securing funding through the rest of the fiscal year, though many Republicans have suggested a short-term extension to take up a budget once the GOP controls the House in January.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Election day in the Georgia Senate runoff coming up on Tuesday. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
The Secretary of State in Georgia says turnout has been significant. As of Friday afternoon, nearly 1.5 million people turned out for early voting. While some analysts said long lines at some locations were due to last year's election law that cut early voting days down and placed new restrictions on absentee ballots, the Secretary of State, Gabriel Sterling, said there's been nothing nefarious in the administration of the election. In November, Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock came out ahead of Republican Herschel Walker by about 37,000 votes. Warnock's campaigned with former President Obama. Walker's campaigned with Republicans, including Governor Brian Kemp, and received funds from the political PAC aligned with Senator Mitch McConnell.
Victims of the Uvalde school shooting filing a multi-billion-dollar lawsuit over the police's delayed response. Fox's Roger Stern has details.
Plaintiffs are asking for $27 billion from a number of defendants, including local and state police, as well as the city of Uvalde and its school district. 19 children and 2 adults died in this year's attack. Police had waited 77 minutes before entering the classroom where the shooting took place. The suit says the indecision, dysfunction, and harm by law enforcement fell exceedingly short of their duty-bound standards. Two officers were fired and others resigned or are on leave.
Some of the defendants yet to publicly respond. President Biden signing legislation to avert a rail union strike. On Fox Report, New York Republican Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis criticizes his handling of the negotiations.
Quite frankly, President Biden, I believe, didn't do his job. He didn't show any leadership, and he basically put it on Congress's lap, and we had really no choice here but to intervene.
The railroad industry says a strike would have cost the economy about $2 billion a day. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.